Thank you very much. And I thank the organizer for giving me a chance to have a talk. Today, in this talk, I would like to introduce matrix family systems. Following these four steps, I will develop my story. I mainly explain section 3 and give a brief summary in section 4. This part is a joint work with Charles. At first, let me explain my basic motivation. We often use various expressions to find features of Pamela Bay. For example, Hamiltonian system and Noemi-Yamada system. But to achieve further developments, can we have new good expressions of Pamela Bay? I think new, possibly good expressions exist. Before going to details, I give overviews. In 1998 and 1996, Mason and Woodhouse found a very important fact. By the symmetric deduction of Yamnius, it became matrix type ODEs, and they are equivalent to Pamela. I think this fact is very important, but to understand the true meaning of it and apply to the study of Pamela, I think we need different point of view and to further more detailed investigation. On the other hand, right-hand side, there is a theory of GCHS, Generalized Complement Hypergeometric Systems. This theory was initiated by Gelfand et al. And developed in Japan, Professor Kimura et al. This is a theory for general theory for hypergeometric system and complete hypergeometric system. This theory pay attention to symmetry of variables and algebraic structure. This theory was developed independently, but if you look carefully, you will find interesting facts. In left-hand side, Pamela group play key role, and right-hand side, Jordan group appear. But the two group is completely same, and Yamnius equation is defined of four-dimensional Grassmannian, and right-hand theory Grassmannian appear. Then there is a possibility to combine two theory. In fact, we can combine and unify these two theory. There exists common framework. And this unification bring good information to us. But to do so, we have to reconstruct the left-hand side reduction using the terminology and the concepts in GCHS. Terminology and the concept in GCHS is very rigorous and based on algebra. So I use this concept and reconstruct this reduction, and we obtain matrix Pauli systems. And further, we go to the detail in the investigation. Today, I speak in section 2 of this concept and the reduction of Pamela-based systems. And section 3, I show a detailed investigation. And last, we have to investigate the relationship of this equation. This is done with Nick Woodhouse. Then I will share a common framework. Green area is for the theory of GCHS. GCH is defined on this region. This is a 2x4 matrix of rank 2, and this is a subset. Mainly, GCHS is considered in two sets. This is a P1 population. But to relate to classical equations, we need lower dimensional space, U lambda and D lambda. We need, we use these spaces to reconstruct reduction. And this two population is for twister theoretic setting. This area is for EM Mills. And please notice index lambda. Lambda denotes Young diagram. And this set completely determined by Young diagram. And this set, and this set. And I said Jordan group. This is a projective Jordan group. So this set completely determined by Young diagrams. So, briefly speaking, at bit rapidly, answered Young-Mills equation plus constraints produce MPS. But this constraint is determined by Young diagrams. And we use these diagrams. So MPS divided into five groups. And each group has three subsets. So 15 MPS, so we get 15 MPS. And by the change of variables, we get a problem there and a degenerated equation. Then go to details. We use Ponville 3 prime. In the original theory, they use Ponville 3, but I think it's better Ponville 3 prime. And I show you a basic concept in GCHS. I said terminology theorists, but if you look example, you can quickly understand the meaning of it. Very easy. This denotes Young diagram 2, 6, 3, 2, and if lambda equal 2, 1, 1, then Jordan group H2, 1, 1 is a group of all matrices of 2, 1, 1 Jordan type matrices. This is a general notation. On the case of weight 4, we have Jordan groups H lambda like this, and this is same to Pauli group. This is easy. And next, we explain a sub-diagram. If lambda equal 2, 1, 1, then sub-diagram of weight 2 are 2, 0, 0, 2, 0, 0, and 1, 1, 0, and 1, 0, 1, and 0, 1, 1. These are sub-diagrams. Sorry. And on the case of a 2x4 matrix and lambda equal 2, 1, 1, we can divide 2x4 matrix into 2, 1, 1 blocks. And if we take this sub-diagram 1, 0, 1, we can take first column and none and first column. Then we can construct a 2x2 matrix. And generic stratum. Generic stratum 2x1 equals a set of 2x4 matrix satisfying these conditions. These are sub-diagrams. this is that. So we construct this set. And next. Then we go to a reduction process. Take a Grassmannian, and take a big cell in the 2x4 Grassmannian. And following the method of Mason-Woodhouse, we take a metric, this type of matrix. This type of matrix is used in twister theory. And let SL2 gauge potential. These are SL2 symmetrics. Let this gauge potential satisfy n self-dual conditions. Then we get n self-Yamnil's equation. This is the same result in original theory. And from here, we note the limitation to Yang diagrams. We consider projective Jordan group. We divide from the right hand side by center. Then this is your projective Jordan group. And projective Jordan group act Grassmannian from right hand side. And I said we consider Yamnil's in this big cell, but we restrict to Yamnil's onto U lambda. This is a pH lambda invariant region. This is a list of U lambda. This is our most wide area. Then let d lambda equal quotient space u lambda by the action of projective Jordan group. This appear here. This gives a three-dimensional population. And please note, d lambda is equal to the domain regions appear in the Poincaré theory. Please look at. And original theory and green arrow indicate this formula is different from original theory. These two are the same. And we note these are rational. I extend here and here. Next, a change of variables following Mason-Woodhouse. There is a variation of our obvious projected Jordan. There is a variation, but we uniformize by the mapping. This. In fact, we can succeed to uniformize this variation. Next, if we restrict ourselves to pH invariant solution, gauge potential, but expressible as product phi expressed by this formula. And we consider the equation L lambda defined on a uniformization space satisfied by product. Then L lambda can be regarded as the equation on D lambda because PQL depend on only T. We consider as symmetric and anti-self-dual Yamnil band. That prove back to this space. Then equation it become we can regard equation is defined on this space. And following the method of Messier-Ludwig, we calculate the three first integrals. This is the list. Equation L lambda and first integrals. As I said, a green arrow is indicate this formula different from original equation. Then we call the combined system L plus first integral matrix Pauli system. So we obtain five types of matrix Pauli systems according to Young diagrams. And by gauge transformation, constant matrix P, P is in all cases, P is a constant matrix. So by gauge transformation, a constant matrix P is classified into three cases. Last P is thrown away in the original theory, but here we pick it up. So by the reduction process, we can obtain MPS from Ansel Young Mills. And MPS are classified into 15 cases by Young diagram and constant matrix P. In order to express the constants explicitly, we write MPS like this. These are constant included in P and first integrals. LMN appear here, LMN. This is the definition of MPS. Then we apply this MPS to Pauli. Today we apply to and consider degenerations and classification of Pauli. This is a famous degeneration of Pauli. And P-pi is divided into two different classes, well-known fact. If D is not equal to zero, they are transformed into Hamiltonian system S5. But delta is equal to zero, we cannot use S Hamiltonian system. We can't use this Hamiltonian. And this is equivalent to 3 prime lambda delta. Lambda times delta is not to equal zero. And by Oyama-san, Kawamuko-san, Sakai-san, Okamoto-san, they divided, classified P3 prime into four different classes. Using their notation, probably 3 prime into divided into these four, type D6, type D7, and type D8, and type Q. This is solvable by quadrature. And P1, if we change equation to this, it is solvable by Langevin-Weierstrass pair. And equations which have a classical solution can be regarded as degenerated ones. This type of degeneration is related to transformation groups of solutions. So we have two questions. Question one, can we systematically explain this degeneration? And question two, can we classify Pauli equation by intrinsic reason? Of course, Sakai-san classified Pauli equation to eight kinds and following intrinsic reason. He used algebraic geometry. He thought in short space. Then we get, I show you.
Right. Okay.
I'm sorry, a bit incomplete. I cannot calculate this case yet. I set MPS divided to five groups, and each case, each group has three is, subcases. And this this indicates Yang diagrams, and ABC is constant matrix. This. And S this S and N are polynomial Hamiltonian system. Sorry. How many times we mean?
10 minutes.
Oh, thank you. Then I look. Lambda equal 1 1 1, and p is equal to a b c. Then it transformed into Poulet 6, and these two are degenerate case. So. Something happened, but I can't. I don't know what has happened. In this case, Poulet 5 non-degenerate case appear. In this case, these are Hamiltonian, and this is equivalent to P5, and this is a canonical transformation. And is equivalent to Poulet C prime. This is a concrete formula. This case. Lambda is 2 and 1, and P is type B. And we take R like this. Then it is transformed by this change of variable. It becomes this polynomial Hamiltonian. And if we take Y equal Z minus 1 over Z, then it becomes Poulet 5, this case. And this is a canonical transformation. This Hamiltonian system becomes this Hamiltonian. This is a famous Hamiltonian system, and it becomes Poulet C prime. Other cases go the same way. Next, we go to the next. This case, NPS become a Hamiltonian system. And from Hamiltonian, this is transformed to by canonical transformation, and it becomes Poulet 4. And please look at here. There is a Hamiltonian system, and if parameter L is not to zero, it is equivalent to Poulet 2. Then, if we put zero, it becomes the catch. And same way, here there is a Hamiltonian system, and this group up here, Poulet 3 prime. And this group, Poulet 2, 1, and linear equation appear. So if you think this Hamiltonian system, and L is not equal to 0, it is Poulet 1. But if you put 0, then it becomes linear. So about the degeneration, we can say the degeneration process, degeneration of Prandtl equation are classified into three levels. First level depends on Young diagram, not only. And second level depends on Lagrange P. So I say this is the first level. And this type of degeneration, in fact, we can construct this type of degeneration. And this is the second level. And third level depends on transformation group of solutions and parameters. MPS has four or three parameters, and Poincaré system has four parameters. And these parameters of Poincaré system are rational function of parameters K, L, M, N. And on the case Poincaré 4 and 2 and 1 case, numbers of parameters are discrete at the steps of canonical transformation. For example, this has three parameters that at this stage disappear. That is section 4. Sorry, summary from the general case. I said theory of GCS is a general theory to extend classical hypergeometric and component hypergeometric system to any dimension, paying attention to symmetry of variables and algebraic structure. Original GCHS is defined on the space. Easily we can generalize to high general case, high dimensional case. Original GCHS is defined on the space, this space. Factoring out the effect of the group GL and Jordan group, we obtain GCHS on this set and this set. Concrete formula was unknown, but we can calculate a concrete formula of GCHS on here with Woodhouse. On the case of MPS, please compare. MPS defined on D, and it is equivalent to Poincaré. And a special case Poincaré contains Riccati equation, and this Riccati equation is transformed to linear two systems, LS lambda, contained in MPS. And we lift it up, M lambda and LS lambda, onto U lambda. So we, I say, now I consider on the stage in this stage. GCHS is originally defined on this set, but factoring out the effect of the group, we can consider GCHS on this set. And completely factoring out the effect of the group, this becomes classical hypergeometric and Kummerow Elbit Bessel and Airy. And this equation transformed to a simple formula as shown. This is a two-on-one case. LS lambda, linear two system is explained like this, and this is a Kummer, and transformed to like this. And these are GCHs on here. And this is I think from this maybe MPS good expressions of Pauli equations. Maybe. I think.